My name is Father Brian Krenwelge. I'm the pastor here at St. John's. For those who are from Pennsylvania, another part of the state who aren't familiar with St. John's, we have a really very unique and beautiful community here, whereas it's a parish that's devoted to campus ministry. Because as we know, Morgantown is the beacon of holiness itself, right? So St. John's has a community of both adults and college students. And you're actually kind of lucky today because the college students are still on spring break. So there was no traffic today coming in, I'm sure. But they come back. They're coming back by today or tomorrow. But anyway, so you're always welcome to worship at St. John's with us if you're passing through, et cetera. As Beth mentioned in the beginning, today is the feast, the solemnity of St. Joseph, right? Joseph, we are supposed to give so we give adoration to God, right? Then we give what's called hyperdulia, veneration to the Blessed Mother, which is the highest kind of veneration. But then we're supposed to give, did you know this, fun fact, proto-dulia, veneration to Joseph, which means basically, to put it into easy speak, the second highest veneration. Yet Joseph is so often forgotten, right? Even though, you know, he very much obviously is the secret savior of the day many times in the New Testament, the early years of Christ. You know, we hear that it's from the gospel, the infancy narratives, how when Joseph found out that Our Lady was going to have a child, he wanted to divorce her quietly, right? So we assume that's because it was scandalous, right, to have a child out of wedlock, etc. He didn't want Mary to be stoned, as was the custom of that day. However, did you know that the church fathers said that was not the reason why he wanted to divorce her quietly? That is actually an idea that we have come with later on. One of the earliest theories from the church fathers, particularly St. Augustine, as to why Joseph wanted to divorce Our Lady quietly, is because he just didn't feel worthy. He trusted Our Lady's words. He believed her, right? He was given the role of the protector of the Virgin, but he himself was not immaculately conceived. And he himself knew that he was not able to carry out the duty that God wanted him. And so he felt he wanted to ask God to send someone better than he was. And so he was going to divorce her quietly so she could find someone in his mind who he thought was more proper to the role. But as we know, humility is what our Lord loves. And Joseph was the perfect man to watch over the Blessed Mother. And so the angel appeared to him in a dream and said, "Don't be stupid, right? Take her." And so he did. Mary, everything about Mary points to Christ. Everything about Joseph points to Mary, his role. And Joseph was the foster father of our Lord, but he had the privilege of being called the father to him, right? Now, you know, why have you done this to your father and I, Our Lady said to our Lord when they found him in the temple. So he had a very unique and special role. And I love the images, there's actually one over there, of our Lord, of St. Joseph with the Christ child, or them working in the carpentry shops, because of that role he had with them. And that role extends to us too. He continues to watch over us. He continues to watch over the church. He's the universal patron. There is a reason why he is called the terror of demons, right? Ultimately because of his humility. St. John Climacus says that the devil has no knees because he can't have humility. But Joseph had humility. And so Joseph is someone we need to go to for everything. You know, if you have grandchildren, young daughters, who you want to find a good husband for them, go to Joseph. If you want to get rid of a loser, go to Joseph. He'll do that, right? Joseph watches out for us, trust me. I could tell you stories about how when Joseph's taking care of some little issues and that I needed to get taken care of, and I couldn't do it, but I knew he could. So Joseph is a good father because he is an image, an earthly image, an imperfect image, right? But he is an image of our heavenly Father, right? Of course, Christ is the image of the Father, but Joseph's role in the Holy Family, as head of the Holy Family, is something that we take for granted, we don't think about. And again, everything about Joseph points to the Blessed Mother. And of course, Magnificat is all about Our Lady's praise to God for the gift of what she's been asked to do. So on this day, on this great Solemnity of St. Joseph, we ask for his intercession that he may continue to watch over us and just never forget to run to him in every kind of need. He'll take care of it because he is a good, good father. And just as a shameless shout out, at 12 p.m. today, we do have a special Mass to St. Joseph at St. John. So after the breakfast, if you're wondering, what should I do with my day? Well, there's Mass. So we can go, there's a 12 p.m. Mass for St. Joseph. Anyway, thank you all for being here very much.